I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Good morning, KSL News Time, now 6 o'clock. Today is Thursday. It's the 17th day of the month. This is Utah's Morning News. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 59 degrees.
Freeways all clear to start the drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Utah's 2020 school year. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Riverton High School is closed today following 17 confirmed cases of the coronavirus among students and faculty.
KSL News Radio's Mark Jackson has more on the cleaning at Riverton High and when it will reopen.
The vote taken late last night in an emergency meeting of the Jordan School District closes the school today for a deep cleaning. Then on Friday, learning will commence online only. The school itself will reopen on Monday. It's a busy time at Riverton High during homecoming week with a big football game against Jordan on Friday. Wednesday night's vote does not involve any extracurricular activities. Sports and clubs are already quarantined. A deep cleaning continues through Friday. The revised schedule of no in-person class today and only online classes on Friday is in accordance with the district's four-day in-person, one-day online model determined at the start of the school year. Mark Jackson, KSL News Radio.
Utah kids are accessing explicit material on school databases, and parents are pressing lawmakers to do more about it. The databases are supposed to keep online searches safe, but Robert Gowans, who used to work at Tooele County School, says districts just can't keep up with it all.
With their limited resources, they cannot handle the barrage of material that's being sent through databases.
Lawmakers are debating whether to increase penalties on database companies or get rid of them altogether.
Layton police are asking for the public's help after a woman's body was found in Case Creek. Bob Parrish fears what may have happened behind his home.
I can't even imagine how she would have got where she got. There's been no police down here whatsoever until this thing.
Police have identified the woman, but the cause of death is unknown. If you have any information, you're asked to call the Layton Police Department.
Jury trials are still being postponed during the pandemic, meaning that some people who have already been waiting months will need to wait until next year. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with the details. Mary?
Tim, almost all first-degree felony trials have been put off in the 2nd District Court, for example. The Standard Examiner says another defendant has now declined having a pandemic jury, so he's going to stay in jail waiting until March 2021, almost 2 years after he was booked. Daniel Young had a pretrial this week, but said he does not want a jury trial done partly over video. His attorney said clients are sitting in jail with no constitutional rights. The judge said his calendar is a mess and everything is backlogged. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
A new Salt Lake City Commission on Racial Equity in Policing is talking about the shooting of a 13-year-old autistic boy. Details from KSL TV's Debbie Worthen.
Commissioner Darlene McDonald first expressed shock when she heard about that case. She says she is the parent of an autistic child and said this isn't a mental health crisis situation. She says this is much different and she believes it needs to be treated that way. We are expecting investigators to release the body cam video from the day police shot 13-year-old Lyndon Cameron in the next few days.
McDonald says police de-escalation needs to go further. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says they are going to try and expand their de-escalation policies.
You might not get a coronavirus vaccination anytime soon. KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, that's what they're saying, that the coronavirus vaccine may take a while. Most Americans won't have access to the vaccine, according to Senate testimony yesterday by CDC Director Dr. Robert Redfield.
Late second quarter, third quarter, 2021.
Making enough for everyone will take more time, he says. President Trump responded saying 100 million doses should be ready by the end of this year. Hawaii will start allowing tourists to skip their 14-day quarantine if they test negative for coronavirus. The test must be taken no more than 72 hours before flying to the islands. The change begins October 15th. What's left of Hurricane Sally, now a tropical depression, dumping heavy rains across South Alabama. Dave Eversole with the National Weather Service calls it a nightmare.
Sally's moving so slowly, so it just keeps pounding and pounding and pounding.
The Florida Panhandle got 30 inches of rain yesterday, one death confirmed on the Alabama coast. And 22 workers injured in Austin, Texas yesterday when a pair of construction cranes collided, causing one to collapse. The operator was still in the cab when it fell, but wasn't seriously hurt. Cranes typically are staggered in height when put up near each other. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL Weather with Grant Wayman. We're going to have another day of near record-breaking heat before a storm rolls in to cool us off and bring a little bit of rain Friday into Saturday.
Sunshine is expected on Sunday, but the temperatures are going to stop below the average as we get to the weekend. So cooler air is coming and then really pleasant weather to follow. Temperatures are going to hover around 80 for the first couple of days of next week. So a lot cooler than it's been.
Grant says we can expect a high today of 93 in Salt Lake City with a high tomorrow of 89.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andrea Smartin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.